da bi eventualna upotreba sile protiv Jugoslavije imala nepopravljive destabilizujuće posledice na situaciju na Kosovu, prostore bivše Jugoslavije, Evropu i ceo svet. Moramo da privolimo dve strane da sednu za pregovarački sto, učine ustupke i kompromise, rekao je Primakov. Vojska Jugoslavije će se vratiti redovnim mirnodopskim zadacima odmah po prestanku terorističkih provokacija i pretnje NATO, saopštio je generalštab Vojske Jugoslavije. Svojom aktivnošću Vojska Jugoslavije ne ugrožava susedne zemlje, kao ni, kako se navodi, šiptarsko stanovništvo. Stoji u saopštenju u kojem se dodaje da Vojska Jugoslavije energično odbacuje neosnovane konstrukcije o neprimernoj upotrebi sile i tendenciozne optužbe za pogoršanje bezbedonosne situacije na Kosovu i Metohiji. Prištinski medija centar potvrdio je danas vest o oruženom napadu na policijsku stanicu u Mališevu koji se dogodio prošle noći. Kako se navodi u saopštenju, albanski teroristi su u više navrata minobacačima, ručnim bacačima i automatskim oružjem gađali policijsku stanicu u tom mestu. Policija je odgovorila na vatru i odbila napade, navodi se u saopštenju medija centra i dodaje da među policajcima nije bilo povređenih. Glavna kosovska saobraćajnica prema Srbiji dalje je zatvorena za saobraćaj. Magistralni put Priština-Podujevo blokiran je od subote ujutro. Policijski izvori navode da se tim putem može proći samo na ličnu odgovornost. Evropska fudbalska unija saopštila je da razmatra odlaganje utakmice Jugoslavije-Hrvatska koja bi u okviru kvalifikacija za evropsko prvenstvo 2000. godine trebalo da se odigra 27. marta u Beogradu, javlja danas Reuters. U obrazloženju UEFA navodi se da se odlaganje meča razmatra zbog mogućnosti vazdušnih udara NATO pakta na ciljeve u SRJ, kao i da se iz istog razloga razmišlja o odlaganju susreta Makedonija-Irska koji bi u subotu trebalo da se odigra u Skoplju. UEFA bi mogla odlučiti da se ove utakmice odigraju na neutralnom terenu ili da budu odložene do aprila, a odluku će saopštiti sutra. Juan Dobriši, direktor lista Koha Ditore, izjavio je za Radio B92 da je preduzeće koje je osnivač i vlasnik ovog dnevnika na albanskom kažnjeno na osnovu zakona o javnom informisanju sa 410.000 dinara. Na osnovu istog zakona sudija za prekršaj u Prištini kaznio je odgovornog urednika lista Baton Hadžiju sa 110.000 dinara. Dobroši je za popodne najavio sastanak kolegijuma redakcije lista Koha Ditore na kome će biti doneta odluka o daljim koracima po ovom pitanju. Bile su ovo vesti u 14 sati.
B92. Vesti.
Ne menjajte državu. Promenite video klub. Video i CD klub Aquarius, Lole Rivera 25, 3247938. Cadbury's, engleske čokolade od dnevno svežeg mlijeka, punjene celim badenjima sa svojim grožđem i lešnicima. Veliki izbor bombonjera, čokoladica i raznih bombona. Cadbury's, čokolade božanstvenog ukusa.
Autoškola Jader, Cvićeva 1, telefon 768-255, lokal 158, Autoškola Jader.
Muzička produkcija B92 objavljuje izdavački podvig sezone. Novi album grupe Jarboli, Dobrodošli, nalazi se u prodaju u svim bolje snabdevenim prodavnicama širom zemlje. Direktna prodaja na 6. spratu Doma omladine, telefon 322-9922 i 334-1262. Jarboli za mlade i stare od 7 do 107 godina. Dobrodošli.
Radio B92. English. English.
In this morning's news, Richard Holbrook heads to Belgrade and Russia still opposed to NATO airstrikes. U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke arrived in Brussels early this morning to meet NATO Secretary General Javier Solana and the foreign ministers of Britain, Germany and France. On his arrival at the British Embassy in Brussels, Holbrooke declined to comment on whether he thought he could achieve a breakthrough in negotiations in Belgrade this week. Holbrooke later told media that he expected to find out in Belgrade today whether or not Yugoslav authorities were ready to give up their opposition to the deployment of NATO peace troops in Kosovo, adding that he would warn Belgrade that the consequences of continued refusal would be clear and hard. British Foreign Minister Robin Cook told journalists that he had had a serious 80-minute conversation with Holbrooke in the British Embassy in Brussels this morning. British Prime Minister Tony Blair and US President Bill Clinton agreed yesterday that the situation in Kosovo was becoming increasingly serious and expressed frustration over obstructions to the peace agreement. A statement from Blair's office said that the situation had been exacerbated by activities on the ground in the province. European Union envoy Wolfgang Petrich said this morning that there was almost no chance of finding a peaceful solution for Kosovo. Petrich, who was one of three international mediators at the peace conferences in France, said that he was highly skeptical, given the attitude of the Serbian delegation in Paris last week, that there was any possibility of a radical change. Petrich, speaking on German radio, added that the concentration of Yugoslav troops in Kosovo represented a threat which would not impress anyone and would lead to a rapid military response from the West. Russian Prime Minister Yevgeny Primakov said this morning that Russia was categorically opposed to NATO airstrikes on targets in Yugoslavia and appealed for negotiations not to be abandoned. Primakov told media that Moscow believed that all avenues for political settlement had not been exhausted. Asked whether there was a possibility of cancelling his planned visit to Washington this week, the Russian Prime Minister declined to answer. Primakov also warned that any use of force against Yugoslavia would have irreparable consequences on the stability of Kosovo, the republics of the former Yugoslavia, Europe, and the whole world. Russian envoy Boris Mayorsky left for Belgrade this morning, according to ITAR TASS, quoting sources in the Russian Foreign Ministry. Mayorsky, together with his co-mediators from the Paris and Rambouillet conferences, Chris Hill and Wolfgang Petrich, is expected to meet Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic this afternoon. Four Serb police were murdered in a drive-by shooting in Pristina yesterday. Another policeman was wounded in the attack. Pristina investigating judge Danica Marinkovic told media that two of the police were in a vehicle and the other two directing traffic when unknown assailants opened fire from a civilian vehicle, then fled. All roads leading out of Pristina were blocked after the attack. The Yugoslav army has reported that attacks on police and army troops have continued in the Pristina-Podijevo road, which has been closed to traffic for the past 2 days. Albanian sources claim that the army and police have shelled several villages along the road. The UÇK yesterday confirmed that its troops were losing ground to Serb security forces, declining, however, to say that they were retreating. One UÇK representative from the main headquarters in Likovac said that the guerrillas had made a tactical withdrawal from the Drenica region, adding that the UÇK would fight to the last man before leaving Likovac. The next news in English on Radio B92 will be at 6:05 this evening.
Radio B92. English.
Muzički univerzum Laika Felixa na albumu Koncert 98. Njegov najbolji nastup iz prošle godine konačno na CD-u i kaseti u izdanju radija B92. Laiko Felix, koncert 98. U prodaji širom zemlje. Distribucija i informacije u muzičkoj produkciji B92. Peti sprat Doma omladine, Makedonska 22, Beograd. Telefoni 322-9922 i 334-1262. Laiko Felix, koncert 98. U izdanju radija B92.